Hello everybody, and welcome to the new UK radio show, Kevin's Cosmic Capers. My name is Kevin Smith, and it's good to be with you again. Creation is certainly a very extensive and complicated place, especially for the personal little self. For the real selves, the real beings of light we actually are, nothing would require consideration. Nothing would need to be pondered or deliberated over. The real awareness, the real selves we all are, and that would be every individual, the length and breadth of every creational simulator there is, stands with the is now. In such a state of being, there is nothing but a perpetual, endless being-isness. This state of being is hard, if not impossible, for the personal self to grasp, for it lacks the tools to be able to appreciate how this can be. And in fact, from the limited, literal perspective of the created self, a state of just being might even sound rather dull. We are reminded that we have two selves, effectively, at least for as long as we are in creation, and we will remain in the creational simulator until we are able to stand with the ease and recognize how this can be so. This becomes then a choice we all must make. Everyone has free will, the free will to decide whatever they want for themselves. For some, the creational matrix seems to be enough. For yes, there is nothing in the simulator that an individual can't have. The simulator is designed as a reflective bubble for whatever an individual may desire. The real self has created the personal self to operate within this created simulator, and the mechanics of the personal self, if you will, and the design of creation itself ensures that whatever an individual wishes, desires, seeks and chases will be so. For everything in creation is cause and effect. This is the design of the simulator. The simulator is constructed almost like a movie generator, and every participant, every individual, has all the tools required to create within the creational simulator, to create any movie they wish, and they are the star of whatever type of movie they decide to generate. Creation itself, the simulator, is effectively the stage. We might call it the computer screen or the television. Everything required to display the movie, computer game, or stage performance. The simulator then sits in a potentiality of unlimited possibility. The stage can have any show, the TV screen any movie, the computer screen any game. And into this arena, this simulator of unlimited possibility, the real self places its created self, the personal self. A personal created self that is perfectly designed to utilize the mechanics of the cause and effect simulator to create any game, movie, or stage show it wants. Enter then the created self, initially beginning as a very rudimentary individual, rocks and things of this nature, through the mineral kingdom to the insect kingdom, through the various animal kingdoms. The personal self is what we may call a created consciousness, and it will continually build upon itself as it transitions through the various animal, insect kingdoms of body forms. At this point, as with any animal body form, the individual lacks what we call free will. The simulator is designed as a free will simulator, in other words, the free rein to create whatever an individual desires. For the cause and effect nature of the simulator is such that anything created we may refer to as a cause, and what follows is the automatic reflecting effect, which is the creation made manifest, manifesting as the experience, which aligns with and mirrors the nature and the particulars of the creation. Free will then allows an individual to create whatever they will. Everyone is always the decider of whatever they create, but the effect or experience is an automatic result, and if the creations are not managed with care and consideration, if we create poorly, we can expect experiences perhaps not very favourable, or not as we would have liked them ideally to be. The body vehicle contains five parts, or aspects. We all will have five vehicles, and each have the facilities to create, or indeed combine the facilities together for an overall conglomeration of a creation. As the decider of our creations, we use the faculties of each body type to mould what we create. Thoughts from the mental body for the inception and focus of our desire or want. Added emotional charge from our astral vehicle to enhance the creation. For emotionally charged ideas are very much the most potent and likely to be so. The etheric vehicle with its imagination also can be utilized with the emotionally charged idea to ensure further the manifestation of what we seek. This is why we are more likely to attain what we desire if we make use of the full spectrum of the facilities of our personal self and the vehicles it comprises. This, of course, would be a very conscious use of the body vehicle mechanics to create in the simulator. We must remember, however, that much, if not most, of what we create is very much unconscious. In other words, we are not aware of how creation works, the cause and effect nature of it, or how our very thoughts, emotions, and imagination are constantly churning out creations or causes if we don't get a handle on these body vehicles. We can say that everything in creation must be created, for the simulator is simply the stage, the television, and it produces no show or movie until created individuals within it utilize the mechanics of their created body vehicles to generate the shows and movies. We can see then that without anything being created, the simulator would probably be a void, a nothing, a blank screen. And so everything that we see in our world is a creation, and the only way a creation can be is if someone created it. All creations stem from the thought, the emotion and imagination, a desire, a want that it be so, and cause and effect ensures that it is. The experience of what was sought manifests in the simulator. We can give all creations an umbrella term and refer to them as ideas. And so, all the mechanics of the vehicles that are the generators of experience, the mental, emotional, and imagination, all the thoughts, emotions, are ideas. And so, everything in creation was created and stemmed from an idea that was conceived from the created personal self, using the facilities of the five vehicles. As we can see, we can consciously create. We can deliberately decide and focus on what we wish to manifest, as we grasp at least an understanding of how creation seems to work. However, even for those who get a handle on this notion, and who do seem to become adept at manifesting whatever they desire, they may not realise, as the great majority of people will not, that it is not just what we focus on that becomes so. We may go through our lives and spend time focusing on a particular want, discipline ourselves in this manner, and be self-contented that life will unfold exactly as we decree. Well, it will, to an extent. Everything we project as a desire, want, or goal will have us experience the effect of what we set in motion. Our focused on causes, but few may realise that every single thought, emotion, and imaginative whim is an idea, is a creation, is a cause. And according to the nature and particulars of that thought, emotion, or imaginative whim, will be the effect or experience that must follow. For most people, very little consideration is afforded for the thoughts, emotions, and imaginative ideas they constantly are churning out. For everything in everybody's lives is according to what they have decided for themselves. In other words, the ideas, the creations they have forged, that becomes the bricks by which they build their experiences. The experiences that are to come, and even experiences projected into future lifetimes. For if you don't experience your creations here, you will be doing so in future lifetimes. And as everybody tends to constantly churn out created ideas, they tend to remain in the simulator until they get a grasp of its nature and exercise a little control over the experience-generating body vehicles. This is why we would refer to the vast majority who churn out ideas unknowing of their experience-effecting potency as unconscious. They are the unconscious creators of their ongoing experience, their ongoing movie, regardless of the nature by the means by which we create, be it consciously or unconsciously. The simulator is working as intended. It is designed to generate experiences in this manner, according to the free will design of all who have created personal selves inside it. It's interesting how any idea can be created and the resulting experience be so, including the ideas of others. Nothing can feature in an individual's experience, in their movie or computer game, unless it's an idea they have created, decided upon, we might say, agreed with. based on this mechanic then, other people's ideas or creations can, in fact, feature in our experience also, but only if we agree and effectively decide, thus, other people's creations, other people's inceptions and ideas become our own as we agree with them and make them ours, and their creations, their ideas must then feature in our experience. It would be understandable if someone had a great idea, and the personal self would then surmise that a great experience must follow, and thus agreement to such an idea makes sense. And this is where individuals who have a good grasp of this creational experience forging mechanic can deceive others, can present what seem on the surface to be great ideas, but which are under the marketed front anything but. If an individual wants to control another, or control an entire village through a teaching or other, for example, that if accepting will be most restricting, then it would be rather the task to get the villagers to agree with such an obviously restricting idea. The individual who wishes to exact control through this teaching, this idea, or whatever it may be, must have agreement, must have all the villagers agree with this idea for it to feature in the experience of the villagers and the creator of the idea who wishes control. The idea will be laced with restrictive aspects. The teaching or idea will be such that to accept it will place the villagers under the control of this one individual. Maybe it is some distorted religious doctrine, perhaps along the notion of there may be being a forest god that has chosen an individual to be its go-between, and all must worship and obey him, so that the crops be fruitful, etc. The idea would, of course, be along the lines of surrendering control to one individual, to agree to being the subjects of control. And if one is controlled by another, then they are slaves. We have then a master and slave dynamic, a controller and the controlled. This idea will be most favourable to the individual wishing to have control of the villagers. And if this idea is agreed with by the villagers, then cause and effect will ensure that the nature of this idea becomes the overall experience. Agreement to an idea of control results in that very experience being so. The villagers would be subjugated by this one devious man. This is where the open suggestion of requesting that the villagers accept effectively slavery would be obviously met with laughter and dismissed. No villager would agree with this foolish notion, and so the idea never would become an experiential overall actuality. But as I ventured earlier, what if this idea of control was packaged in a marketed front of deception? How the crops might be more plentiful, how there is a tree god now in everyone's midst, and how this one individual is the chosen emissary of said tree god. Perhaps the villagers still would laugh, but maybe not, depending on the circumstances. What if this devious man secretly ruined the crops to try and sell his idea? What if he dressed up as a tree god and masqueraded as such to convince the villagers? As funny as this sounds, this is a standard for control systems throughout the creational simulator. Nothing can feature in the overall of a species experience unless the overall agreement of the species is to the same idea in essence. To control a species, you must convince them to agree with the ideas of control. You must convince them somehow. You must trick them, deceive them, present your idea as a nicely packaged, beneficial idea, and supply evidence and verification of your claims. You must dress up as a tree god, ruin their crops, and claim that unless they agree to your position as the tree god emissary and all that that consists of, the crops will remain poor. Naturally, species subjugating others will generally be a little more sophisticated in their delivery, but the principles remain the same. The reptilians created religions for the same reasons. What seems a beneficial thing on the surface, that everyone will go to delightful heavens if they obey and kneel to gods, is simply an agreement to control, and as such, an overall experience of being controlled by those who maintain and perpetuate the religious idea will be so. And like the added persuasive element of dressing up as a tree and spoiling the crops, well, the reptilians brought their technology to bear, easily impressing the early humans with their holograms and black magics, presenting themselves as thousands of feet in height, etc. Very easy to convince a technologically inferior species that you're a god when you make yourself appear to be as large as a mountain And so we have then a world which is overall a controlled experience by the vast majority, controlled by a relative handful, made so by the overall agreement to ideas which are of control. All the main institutions and systems must be based then on ideas of control. Everything from politics to science to religion, as the main systems will be those mainly agreed with, or they could not feature in everyone's experience. And as the overall experience shared by most is of being effectively a restricted, controlled slave, then these main systems must be based on ideas of control. Just like our religious example and the tree god example, the systems must be packaged as though to present themselves as beneficial, or agreement could not be gleaned or maintained. Those that put forth the systems of the world must have had the intent and desire, the idea, to control and perpetuate control of the human race. Scratch beneath the surface of the systems of the world, and they must actually be a master, slave, controller, and controlled dynamic idea, but marketed to look very fine to the masses. Consequently, agreement is extended, and the experience collectively had by everyone, the effect of agreeing to what is in fact an idea of control, will be an overall experience of restriction and subjugation, much to the bewilderment of the masses, who can't understand how a small handful of people can control them. For many are aware now that this is indeed the case, that a tiny percentage, 1%, controls the 99%, etc., and the next cause of action is to fight the oppressors, as though the knowledge of the situation and revolution will make a difference. The experience of suppression is due to agreement to it, or it couldn't be so. Everyone has decided this overall experience by agreeing with the idea, effectively, of 1% ruling the 99%. And yes, it was a deceptive ploy, but an agreement regardless. Nothing can feature in anyone's experience unless decided upon, unless agreed with. Effectively, the human race has made their own movie, their stage show, of being a suppressed species, and now they want to attack what is their own creation, their own movie. Maybe this might have an effect to a degree, but what must be realized is that unless the agreement to control is removed, then the experience, the effect of a controlled overall movie will be maintained. You might rally your forces and destroy and attack a few scenes in your movie not to your liking, but then the foundation of it is maintained, and in fact you will rebuild the same movie, because you still are agreeing with the idea of control that all the systems of the world represent. And so the overall experience of control of the 1% ruling the 99% is maintained. The trick is then to walk around the movie, to stop agreeing with that which makes it so, to sever agreement to the ideas that culminate in the experience that is unfavourable. But we can see that we are not only the unconscious creators and conscious creators, but also subconscious creators, programmed and literalized and indoctrinated to agree with a system of endless lifetimes of slavery. For not only are we deceived into agreeing with ideas that look good on the surface, but with the advent of technology into the human experience, we are subliminally programmed into agreement also. The mind of the created vehicle will simply accept anything received, visual or auditory sources of information, and unless consciously disregarded, will be subconsciously taken on board. Anything then that bypasses the threshold of our visual and auditory senses cannot be considered, even if we wanted to. They nestle into our subconscious, and if not vetted, are effectively agreed with. Naturally then, if a reptilian species seeks to keep another species subjugated, agreed acquiescence will do very nicely. But with a species perhaps waking up to the control systems, then subliminally accepted ideas of control will be required and be just as effective. Anyway, back to where we began. There is a certain point where the consciousness of individuals becomes so, as they move through the various animal body forms, that they are granted free will, the free will to create and utilize their body vehicle mechanics in this manner, through the cause and effect principle of the simulator. All individuals, in whatever body form they may have, will have the five bodies and the real self, overseeing the created self from the all is, the real universes beyond the created simulator. It seems as though the consciousness of an individual will develop at the pace of its choosing, and eventually expand to a point where it assumes the body form of a species that has free will as part of its makeup. In other words, up until this point, in animal forms, the individual will not be creating. It will not be forging endless ideas that form its experiences. Animals then, before the point of assuming a free will vehicle, will be in a state of awareness, the same state of being as the real self, with the ears that oversees the created self. If nothing is created, nothing happens. The simulator remains empty, the screen black. It needs the individuals to perform, the created vehicles to activate the cause and effect mechanics of the simulator. Via the idea generating faculties of the body vehicles. What gets the ball rolling then, for individuals first entering creation, who would remain in a state of awareness and wouldn't be creating until they access a free will vehicle, would be a little karma, given by the ears. Karma being another word for effect, the consequence of a cause or a created idea. Without individuals entering the simulator and moving straight into a ready-made experience, a cause, nothing would happen. They wouldn't be activating anything themselves. This then sends individuals off, kick-starting their process, and consciousness begins to develop. The personal self begins to become more so, and individuals spin off along various branches of animal species according to the initial experience or karma they walk into, suggesting the experience may be different for each to ensure a greater diversity of species. Suggesting too that although in a state of awareness at this stage, the awareness still is housed in a created vehicle with all the five bodies, the emotional, mental, etc. And although animals are not creating ideas along the lines of thinking or consideration, they are not mulling over the past or pondering the future. They will still be reacting to situations. Fear, for example, when attacked by a predatory animal. Anger, when another male tries to steal the mate off the individual, etc. As emotions are as much causes or ideas that create effects and experiences as thoughts and imagination. So emotional reactions of rage, anger, fear, etc. are creational causes that result in the experience reflecting the nature of the emotion. It suggests then that the initial karmic experience may well set the stage for the particular type of species an individual will go along the lines of. If an individual walks into the initial experience that is perhaps fear-based, this will stimulate fear in the individual, and the consequent effect that follows a fear-driven idea will be an experience of fear. The individual then may continually follow along the lines of being the sort of species preyed upon. And the same applies with predatory species. Perhaps their initial experience was more aggressively stimulating. So we have all our diversity, and eventually the consciousness reaches a certain point. Consciousness, although created and of a simulator, will evolve and develop. After millions of lifetimes as body forms in states of awareness, besides the emotional idea reactions that keep individuals progressing through the animal species, individuals will have amassed much by way of data in their causal vehicles. This is an aspect of the created self that stores every experience, every lifetime an individual has ever had since entering the simulation. For individuals with free will and disconnected from the state of awareness they would have had as pre-free will animals, the causal body would be inaccessible. As most individuals fully immersed in their usual emotionally indulging idea creating and thrill experience chasing will be predominantly then focused only on the physical and astral parts of their created selves, without awareness to access the parts of themselves that stores all their past life experiences, though they may well dream and have deja vu and such, which can be flashbacks to past lives. Some people can retain knowledge of lives lived previously, depending on how they have set up their created personal selves. Everything is possible in creation after all, and simply requires decision for it to be so. As animals in states of awareness, they will not be chasing and creating in this same way, churning out endless ideas of generally an emotional nature. They will naturally then far better have access to the complete package that is their created selves, the five body vehicles. They will be able to access the causal body and all the experiences it houses. They won't understand what they are. They won't consider and understand these to be past lifetimes. To the animal, it will simply be information available to it. And when it has a certain experience, it will react according to these past experiences, these references on how to best deal with the same situations. We will all do this much the same way, even with our free will in effect, and our disconnection from awareness. We will respond to situations in the way that has worked best, drawing from our causal library of references, without consciously realizing we are doing so. Unless the experience is something completely new, then we haven't any reference to draw from. We have to exact a new response to deal with a new experience. Or maybe a response that is effective enough, even if the experience is beyond that we have ever encountered before. Most people's experiences remain relatively standard, as part of the control system is to restrict those enslaved into considering and projecting ideas of an equally restricting and limiting nature. Consciousness always seeks to expand, to grow, if you will, and it does so by creating something, by producing ideas it never has before, and effecting a new experience consequently. Then it must deal with something it had no reference for, no file it can draw from in its causal body database, and consequently it steps then beyond what it has always been. If you only create what you always have, you'll only experience what you always have. Your consciousness becomes stagnant and ceases expansion. In animal forms, we are not restricted. We are not agreeing with ideas that will limit us, and that will limit then our experience, and flatline our consciousness from expanding. So, in such animal body types, we naturally will progress from species to species, never lingering long, for always our consciousness moves us along. We cultivate an experience beyond which we have causal data to draw from, and as such, our consciousness must expand. It must become more so than it currently is to deal with something we have no reference for. This explains why animals have the innate knowledge of things they could not have known, how to raise young, how to build nests, how to mate, etc. They are naturally coming into an experience they have causal data for, and drawing upon their database of information, and dealing with an experience they have been through before. At some point then, it seems, consciousness reaches a point where it has an oversaturation of references, of experiences from the various animal body forms it has been through. But as consciousness ever seeks to expand, and it cannot expand any further by being in embodiments that are in states of awareness that only react emotionally, it tends to take on a body form that has free will. It's possible that as an animal, we are just emotionally reacting. using the emotional vehicle as an experience generator. At some point then, it follows that we begin to use the mental vehicle. Reaching experiential saturation with emotionally reactive only animal forms, the cranking up of the mental vehicle will be next. If consciousness develops according to new experiences we have no references for, then we must have caused an effect or experience into actuality that was of such a nature that the mental vehicle is now required. A situation or experience that requires mental consideration, perhaps the utilizing consciously of memory to access an experience we have had in this lifetime that we require to bring about a favorable result in a current moment or situation. Most animals will simply be and react. They deal with situations as they walk into them. But if an animal is able to deal with a situation more effectively by cranking up the mental vehicle, this would have it begin to utilize the full capacity of the created self. What if a bird liked a particular seed, but this seed was very difficult to crack open? Then one day it accidentally dropped the seed on a road. A car ran over it, and the seed was readily available. No pecking required. A new experience for the bird. No reference to draw upon, but a favourable outcome. A situation, however, that had elements within it never before experienced, and which moves the consciousness along, shifts it more so than before, to the point where the bird can now access the mental vehicle. Maybe another bird would never consider this situation. Maybe it would drop the seed in the same way, have the car run over it, and have favourable access then to the opened seed. But maybe it would simply go back to pecking at the hard seeds the way it has always done, falling back to its references, the experiences it always has drawn upon. Or another bird, having this same experience, may go with its new consciousness and not step back. Indeed, it draws upon the memory of this seed cracking by car experience and drops another seed on the road. Now we have a bird who isn't simply in a state of awareness, isn't reacting with emotion only. It is utilizing its mental faculties. It has perhaps created its first ever thought idea, and the effect follows. It maybe has another, more easily accessible seed, courtesy of a car that has driven over it as it drops it in the car's path in the same way. And we can see animals who perhaps inadvertently, through the experience generated via their emotional output to experience, may find themselves as a pet or in a circus or a laboratory as examples where they must perform tricks. I'm not advocating this kind of treatment. However, the individual has decided this experience based on its previous emotional idea creations, and now it is utilizing aspects of its personal vehicle never used before. What of gorillas who learn how to paint, to speak with sign language? These are not the actions of a being who is in a state of awareness and simply deals with situations as they unfold, but more so a being whose consciousness has caused an experience in which the mental vehicle now is being used. I suggest all animals who display rudimentary utilizing of the mental vehicle in whatever form this will take, for these individuals, they will now be projecting future lifetime body types that will be in such experiences never before encountered by the individual, that encourage and demand full use of the entire created personal self. The individual had exhausted all animal body forms in states of awareness with emotional responses that moved experience and lifetimes and body forms along, then consciousness expanding to set up, perhaps inadvertently, a situation where more of the faculties of the experiencing creating vehicle are brought to bear, and consequently that individual will now project into a future lifetime experience reflecting the cause. The never before utilized mental vehicle that will have that individual in a future lifetime where it must now use even more so the full capacity of the created vehicle. And at this point we can say the individual will be in a body form and experience where the full use of the vehicle mechanics is required, and they will undoubtedly do so. Like a child in a candy store, the individual now accessing these mechanics it never utilized before will set about creating at a frenzy, forging experiences never before encountered, encouraged on by a drive to expand consciousness. At this point then, free will is not so much granted or given as it is chosen and decided due to the consciousness of an individual developing to a point that it cannot develop further. It cannot forge new experiences that will move it along unless it fires up the full capacity of its experience generating a created self, and all the aspects of it, mental, emotional, etc. Perhaps at this early stage of the assumption of such a vehicle, an individual will be reckless, like a bull in a china shop. until they begin to gather experience and references that regulate the behaviour, that everything has consequences, that to murder someone will have you jailed or executed, etc. In fact, this may explain to an extent the nature of a murderer, what makes an individual so. Perhaps an individual who is fresh from the animal kingdom, newly acquiring its first human body, or one of its first ones, and is creating without concern for consequence, has no references to draw from that may moderate behaviour. Then a trip to the gallows, and with that stored in the causal database, less likely the behaviours that took them there will be repeated. From an objective perspective, we can see it's all experience. That is what the simulator is designed for, after all. And all experience will move the individual along, especially if the experience is new. This is how consciousness expands, through new experience generated, and the need to deal with the experience with no references to draw upon. Everything then is about expansion, consciousness speaking, and the experience will reflect the nature of the consciousness expanding ideas being created. And in the same way, as free will is activated due to saturation of experience with animal forms lacking this creative free will, so too will real awareness come into being for the individual who exhausts all experiences and reaches saturation of experiences through the free will process of creating. Consciousness reaches perhaps as far as it can in the simulator. If it has exhausted everything the simulator has to offer, where else can it go? It must stagnate then, and remain where it is. And as consciousness continued and sought to expand, the overall experiences will reflect this expansion also. Expansion into body forms and circumstances that allow a greater expression of being in the simulator. The opposite holds true also. If consciousness is not allowed to expand, if it is restricted, if the ideas agreed with overall are of a restrictive nature, that effects a stagnation of the overall consciousness, and consequently the experience will reflect this consciousness restriction. The very simulator will go into a demise and decline. We will have far greater numbers of black holes swallowing up the universe, as the restriction is reflected as a great blackness engulfing and deteriorating the creational simulator to the final conclusion of the simulator imploding. And so, if reaching experiential saturation or being restricted resulted in a stagnation and consciousness remaining where it was, this would be so, were it not for the fact that consciousness is only of the created self. And when a moment comes of consciousness expansion peaking, experiential saturation attained, naturally then the next step is a connection to the real awareness of the real self, which oversees the created consciousness self in its created simulator. At this point, an individual is usually dabbling in magics and other such areas, consciousness seeking to explore and generate experience never before had, and this is where the real universal guides will recognize these telltale signs, the want for further expansion that the simulator can no longer provide, and by that want will the guides have agreement to feature in the individual's experience and give them the opportunity to connect with their real awareness, their real selves, that reside in the true reality of the all is, the connection being via the new you song, and a gradual process then, where the individual begins to recognize they are a free being of real light, and that what they have always known was but a simulated, created self, and indeed the whole purpose of the simulation and all these millions of lifetimes was to reach this point, to recognize their real awareness, and with focus and intent to assume a universal positioning with the ease. As ever, it is always an individual's choice. They are the decider of everything in creation and beyond it. They must decide then to stand real with this true reality, to recognize they already are with the ease, and all the experiences they have had, and all the experiences they now will be given by the guides, they can use as comparisons, the means by which to recognize the all is, which understandably is quite the journey, after millions of lifetimes of thinking the created self is what we are, and generating endless experiences. We must now cease our creating, and more so, connect with our real selves, and with recognition of the ease, we can supersede creation. And as we have our recognition now, we no longer need the created self, as it has served its purpose. The real self considers nothing. It wants or desires nothing, just like the all is it resides within. It is in a state of being. Even though it is in this state of being, before beginning its long journey through creation and all the lifetimes it has there, the real self is unable to recognize the ears. We might say then that it cannot recognize itself. A curious situation from the personal self, of course. The real self would find nothing curious about anything. It simply is. It seems that beings initially start with the ears in this being-isness state, but are unable to perceive themselves or where they are. There would be nothing to perceive in actuality. It would be a state of being-isness. There wouldn't even be differentiation between individuals and the all-is they find themselves in. If everything is, and one becomes so, there can be no boundaries, no levels, or means by which to compare one thing with something else. No lines in the ground that separate regions and planes. There would be no separation between individuals. Rather hard to imagine from the personal self, a personal self that has a linear processor of a literal mind that sees everything as separate, from individuals to places to individual experiences. Nevertheless, an awareness is in this state, a newly formed awareness with the ears, and as such cannot recognize where it is, as everything is, and so without this required real awareness recognition, it might be like being in a room and unable to see anything. Perhaps it might be like being in a strange void for the ears-dwelling individual. But the considerations of strangeness and curiosity, puzzlement and frustration wouldn't be so, for our newly formed being in the ears simply is. And so thinks, feels, and is concerned about nothing. What would be its motivation for wanting to change this curious, from a personal perspective, state of affairs, if it simply is and wants or desires nothing? Perhaps it would remain like this indefinitely, not desiring anything, having no want to recognize the state it is and where it is at. And yet, there can only be two states available for an individual. A state of being-isness with the all-is, and a state of being not-so, a state that only can be experienced in the creational simulator. For only with the personal created self, only with the mechanics that make up its construction, can an individual decide not to stand in the nowness, this state of being-isness. Absent then of a created personal self, as awareness would be before creating one and placing it in the simulator, an individual awareness would automatically be in the state of being-isness, in the new nowness of the all-is, but it seems unable to recognize itself or its position, unable to recognise this being isness. It's almost as though it is required that it makes this creation, this version of itself, that ultimately can return to the all is, once shedding its created vehicle, and almost a case that it can only recognise itself and the is it already is in, if it perceives itself through the recognitional perception of itself, this version of itself that it created. And once it recognises itself through itself, it recognises the is, because it and everything is. There is no separation or distinction, and the two parts merge, and now this real awareness stands in full recognition. A being isness, a state of being everything there can be, a state that must be beyond the imagination of the personal self. For all the personal self can imagine is based on its perception of segregation, separation, and interaction between individual units of awareness. The imagination cannot conceive of such a state which would be everything, no boundaries, no limitations, just a being state that incorporates everything. In such a state, nothing could be considered that could be added, no thought or emotionally based notion. How can you add or consider anything else on top of a state of everything? And that brings me to the conclusion of the new UK radio show. I hope you found it interesting and perhaps a little awareness provoking. And so I will end with the new you song. New you. I'll see you on the real side.